Good afternoon. My name is Jeff Mall, Executive Director with Visit Lincoln. Welcome to the AOI Studio, where today we will dive a little bit deeper into the world of tourism, introduce you to the people that make the place right here in the state of Nebraska. And yes, we're probably going to touch a little bit on National Tourism Week coming up in May. Super excited to be joined today by Ben Jones with Visit Nebraska. You're the marketing specialist over there, Ben. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, sir. It's great to see you, and it's great to be here.
You know, you and I get to know each other at least once a year at the Travel and Tourism Conference, a great opportunity to share with our members in the industry all the great things that are tourism. So this is kind of a fun opportunity for you and I to catch up.
Yeah, absolutely. Might as well be in front of a microphone, too.
So. I know. Let's record it and make it good. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey to Visit Nebraska, as well as the industry of tourism. And tell people a little bit more about what the agency does itself.
Yeah, so I did not come up in this industry. In fact, I didn't really understand what the tourism industry was or how big it was before this, but I've been at Visit Nebraska for about 3 years. Mm-hmm. My background is in journalism. I'm from Lincoln, born and raised. Went to the University of Nebraska, studied journalism with the intention of being a sports writer, which I did for the Journal Star in college for a couple of years, and then for my first job out of college. Lived out of state and was a sports writer, but I switched to more of the strategic communication after that. I worked with Nebraska Game and Parks for about 2 years with social media, and then jumped over to Visit Nebraska. And it's more fun than I ever thought I could have with a job. The travel industry is just so much fun, mm-hmm. All the different aspects to it, the different people you get to meet, the different things you get to see. And my favorite part is promoting all of the great things to see and do in Nebraska, where I'm from, because I'm passionate about where I'm from, and getting to tell other people about that is a lot of fun. So what I do is mostly content related, so social media and website content. Mm-hmm. I work with our advertising and public relations campaigns, working with outreach for travel writers for a national media audience, as well as our newsletters and anything else that they ask me to do. So I like to say I'm sort of a storyteller, I'm a content person, all of the above.
Storytelling. I was going to ask you that because that is something big we're focused on in the industry mm-hmm. right now is the world of storytelling, the people that make the place. Because really tourism, I don't think people realize the role that you all have on behalf of the state of Nebraska on telling our story both nationally and internationally. You mentioned a lot of different markets that you focus on. What are some of the niche things right here in the state of Nebraska? I want you to talk about Lincoln today, but let's talk about other niche kind of things that bring people into the state of Nebraska.
Sure. And you mentioned story, and that's really important because people need to connect to that if they're mm-hmm. going to make mm-hmm. the conscious decision to go travel somewhere, spend time there, and spend their money there. So Nebraska as a brand in the travel marketplace, for the longest time, it was sort of just, you know, people didn't even really know what it was. It was on the bottom of people's lists, mm-hmm. perception-wise. Mm-hmm. And so sort of what we set out to change was to find the people who are willing to dig a little bit deeper, maybe get off the beaten path a little bit to come and visit. A lot of that involves road trips. So mm-hmm. our markets that we advertise to are specifically drive markets in the surrounding states. So the people who are willing to take a road trip, get off the beaten path, and explore a little bit. Some of the things uniquely in Nebraska that involve that are the Sandhill Crane migration, which happens every spring out in central Nebraska. 80% of the world's population of Sandhill Cranes migrate through and stop in the state, and it's a bird watching paradise.
80%?
Yeah, it's almost
that's a lot of birds.
It is a lot, and this year they had record setting numbers. And I get to lead a media trip every spring to go and see those. So
yeah, that's awesome.
You know, terrible part of the job.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you get to see a lot of cool things. And you know, we talk about the Sandhill Cranes a lot. We talk about a lot of undiscovered territory in western Nebraska mm-hmm. that not a lot of people get a chance to. The dark sky initiatives up in northern Nebraska to get out of the urban populated areas and take a look at a lot of the stars and what's mm-hmm. going on in space. So you all do such a great job. And I've known the state tourism department, Visit Nebraska, for so many years. And my hat's off if I had a hat today to tell you thank you for all that you all do. And from John Ricks on down to the people that we don't get to see as much as we should, you guys do an amazing job.
Appreciate it. And it has a lot to do with the people we work with in the industry too. In Lincoln and Omaha, all around the state, there's people who are passionate about telling the story of their area. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't do it without their support too. So we appreciate all of you too.
Well, we've got the month of May coming up. National Travel and Tourism Week is almost upon us. What is Visit Nebraska doing to celebrate this awesome, awesome time of the year?
Yeah, so the first week in May, National Travel and Tourism Week, the first full week, it's May 4th through 10 this year, and it's from the U.S. Travel Association, and it basically just celebrates the importance of travel and tourism to communities in general and everything that tourism brings. So tourism nationwide is a $2.9
trillion
industry.
Trillion, with a T.
With a T.
That's good. That's a big number.
Supports 15 million jobs. So it's really important for just a lot of communities are just built on it, period. But in Nebraska in particular, it plays a really big role too. So the ways we celebrate that are by celebrating the industry. So one of those is we'll be giving out frontline tourism employee awards throughout the week. These are nominated by the industry. We ask people who are the tourism employees in your area who do things right, who people come back to see, who do a great job of welcoming visitors. So that could be anyone from hotel or restaurant staff to museum staff to people who work at visitor centers. It's been all over the place. And getting to present and see people's reactions at getting these awards are a lot of fun. And they're spread all over the state. So we get nominations from every corner. We also hold a social media contest throughout the week where we encourage the different regions and visitors bureaus to make themed social media posts with a different theme every day, maybe based around food or based around a historical site in their area or a festival that they have. And the winner of that gets a free ad in our travel guide. And then we'll also just be putting out a lot of fun stuff on social media throughout the week. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, we're excited about it. We're doing some of our own things here. We'll probably have cookies down at our visitor center at 7th
Well, I'm coming
and P.
back then.
Well, let's get down there and have a cookie. We'll go here after this. One question I want to have out there to throw to you is, why should Lincoln and other Nebraska communities care about tourism? A lot of times people have no idea that those of us are part of the industry. We're a vital part of economies. It's kind of that lost in the agriculture and manufacturing world, and then there's tourism. So why should people in Lincoln, Omaha care about tourism?
Yeah, I mean, the numbers would just say that it's such a big part of the economy, and it's important for that reason. It's almost a $5 billion industry from the 2024 numbers in Nebraska, which is it's a 37% increase since 2019. So it's grown in that respect. But that money is money that goes straight back into your community. So if someone comes to visit from the outside, they're not just spending money on whatever they're doing there. If they're coming from out of the area or out of state, they're paying for lodging, they're paying for restaurants, they're paying for gas, they're paying for food, they're paying for everything they're doing while they're there. They're supporting your local small businesses, which I think we'd all agree is something that that we want to continue. And so it goes beyond just what they're spending on the trip itself. It's pouring into the community itself. And then besides that sort of short-term impact, there's a longer term impact that can come too. So the studies show that about 70% of people, according to Destinations International, who move somewhere to a different community have visited there as a tourist first.
Love it.
So
love it. Purest form of economic development, like to refer to it as.
Exactly. So chances are if you're going to move somewhere to live or to move your business there and help the community that way, you visited it first and you've experienced it as a tourist. So it's really important for communities to be mindful of that and how they welcome visitors and the things that they have to welcome people. So that's something we only see as a positive.
Yeah, I like to explain to people, and I think it's important to know that the taxes that are generated from tourism broaden the tax base in communities. And that is primarily sales tax. It gives communities the ability to do other things when visitors come in and buy things and purchase things. But they also go back home. They jump on social media and tell the story. Right. Storytelling is a big part of what you and I talked about. But they're telling people that there's this hidden treasure in the Midwest called Lincoln, Nebraska, which still to this day in 2025 surprises me how many people haven't been to Nebraska.
Right.
Or they fly over us or they come here for a Husker football game, but they know nothing else about it. So what else can communities and businesses do to get involved with Visit Nebraska year round? What kind of engagement opportunities do you have?
Well, first of all, just tell us who you are. Tell us what you offer, whether you're a museum, you're your unique local business, you're an attraction. We love to hear about you and know who you are so that we can help to market you. The main hub of where we bring people when we advertise and get the word out is our website, which had more than 1 million web visitors last year and 2.5 million page views. And so we can help give businesses and areas a slice of that. anyone can put their business listing or event on our website for free, and we can help you get the word out that way. And that goes into a lot of our custom content pieces and lists as well. And also, if people are on our site looking to visit a certain region or an area of the state, those all pop up that way. We offer grant funding every year for marketing dollars to help people out. We produce an annual travel guide that has 200,000 copies in circulation every year. And it's funny, this warms my heart as someone who came from print journalism, and you'll have to pry a newspaper from my cold, dead hands. But a study a couple of years ago found that over half of travelers still use a print guide to make their travel plans.
I love that.
Despite everything online, everything on social media, they still, at the end of the day, want to lay it out and map out their trip.
Well, and visitors' guides, not just for visitors, it's good for residents alike because they can discover hidden treasures across the state. Because I always tell people, take the blinders off when you're out doing things. We get so used to routine, we get locked into what we do Monday through Friday. Man, on Saturdays and Sundays, it's time to go discover and live and be a part of the state of Nebraska unlike you've ever done before. And there are still so many byways in our community. Mm-hmm. Get off of Interstate 80, hit our two-lane highways, and you're going to discover small-town Nebraska and a lot of the great attractions. So that leads me to my next question. The Nebraska Passport, one of my favorite opportunities to discover our state of Nebraska. Tell us briefly about the Passport, and then secondly, just touch on six stops that we have in Lincoln, Nebraska this year.
So the Nebraska Passport is a yearly program we do of 70 stops throughout the state. The stops change every year. We're in our 16th year now. We had our big 15th year celebration last year. But there are 70 attractions that vary in their topics. So there are like restaurants, breweries, museums, local businesses, outdoor attractions, anything and everything. And people can go and try to hit as many of those stops as they can. They can collect stamps on their passport and then turn in their stamps for prizes at the end of the year based on how many they got. Some people are crazy about it and they go to all 70 stops.
I know, I've seen the numbers. It's impressive.
It's around 1,000 people every year do that, which blows my mind, but we absolutely love to see it. So since the stops rotate every year, it's a lot of fun seeing what the new ones are going to be. So Lincoln has several stops this year, as usual. There's 402 Creamery and Open Harvest Co-op Grocery, which are near each other in the Telegraph District.
I love those two.
So you don't have to go far if you want to go to both of those. Maybe stop at the mill, which I admittedly spend way too much time at.
There's great coffee shops in Lincoln.
There are. There are.
A lot of good ones.
And I discover a new one every day.
That's great.
So, so if you want to hit those two, you don't have to go far. There is a tour dedicated to books and literature this year. So Elinad Books and Sower Books are both on that. The Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame, right near Haymarket Park. It's a great place if you're interested in sports history or the history of Nebraska and everything that goes with that. And then one that's near and dear to anyone involved in the hospitality and tourism industry, the Scarlet Hotel. By Innovation Campus. And that's great because that has a really good connection to the hospitality, restaurant, and tourism management program at UNL.
Had the guys in from the program as well as the Scarlet Hotel here a couple months ago, and such great history in a new hotel over on Innovation Campus, and we want people to engage with that as much as possible. So some good stops in there. Oh my gosh. I mean, just to eat a little bit, to tour a little bit, and just a lot of good fun. And again, remind people how many people competed in this last year or participated in the actual program.
So 1,000 made it to all 70 stops. Yeah. I don't have the rest of the numbers off the top of my head.
But it was but it gets bigger and bigger every year.
Yes. Yeah. We run out of booklets most of the time. So
It's amazing. Well, state tourism does an amazing job. I appreciate your role, especially coming from the background that you came into. What has surprised you most about our industry?
Kind of how much fun everyone has.
Every
aspect of the job is about having fun and furthering yourself and discovering something new. So one thing that I get to do a couple times a year, like I mentioned, is take travel writers and influencers from out of state on trips across the state. And seeing them sort of having their eyes open and fall in love with the state the same way that I have, and seeing everything that's here from someone from an outside perspective is a lot of fun. And then getting them to see all of these people in these local communities and see have them tell their own stories and how this industry affects everyone's livelihoods too, of how their businesses need visitors to stay afloat, and how making sure the hotels are filled in this town is going to keep people employed, and sort of just how like interconnected everything is. And it gives me a much bigger appreciation for what I do and what our office does, and how it's really important to keep that going.
Yeah, it is. Again, you guys do a great job. And again, the connections across our state, we do have a lot of fun in this industry. If we weren't having fun, people wouldn't catch on and know that they want to be a part of something special. And I will tell you, when Lincoln and Omaha are doing good, we're doing everything we can to spread the word about the rest of the state. Because I always said, if we can do anything to increase shoulder opportunities for people to travel a day ahead or a day late, or when they leave our community, we want to send them to Southeast Nebraska. Or if they're going back west, I'll tell them to hit the Panhandle. You're never going to run out of things to do in the state of Nebraska.
No, I've discovered that too. Yeah. There's a lot of things that growing up I knew about in this state, but so many more things I've discovered while having this job, and that's been very rewarding.
Yeah. Well, a lot to talk about, a lot of storytelling coming up in the future. How can people tap into everything that you're doing on social media, your website, and let's get your numbers up a little bit. So let's let people know where you're at.
Oh, we appreciate that. So our socials are all just Visit Nebraska, big presence on Facebook and Instagram. Visitnebraska.com is where you can find everything for us web-wise. We have all of the attractions grouped by topic. We have itineraries. We have trip ideas. We have databases of lodging resources and restaurants. And all of this links back to the partners across the state and all of these businesses. So you're giving them their due and helping to support them as well.
Yeah. Well, as we wrap up, I'm going to put you on the spot. This isn't scripted.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Right? So I'm going to do this. We don't have any more questions. If you had to tell people to go one place in the state of Nebraska that you think is a undiscovered hidden treasure, where are you going to send them?
So am I going to offend you if I don't say somewhere in
Lincoln? I'm perfectly okay with that.
Well, I'm going to go about as far away as you can then.
Okay,
The very Panhandle, the northwest corner, Fort Robinson State Park is one of my favorites, if not my favorite. Began with family vacation back when I was younger, and then I've had the chance to go back multiple times with this job, and just the intersection of everything at that place is really stunning. The scenery is just absolutely beautiful. It's kind of that you wouldn't expect to find it in Nebraska scenery, with the bluffs and the buttes and the forests and everything. There's a lot of history there. There's a lot of great outdoor opportunities, and the people in that area are just so friendly. So I jump at every chance I get to go there.
Yeah.
And there's plenty to do for pretty much anyone. It's a great place to take the family. Actually, what really high on the list of family reunion destinations.
Good.
So if you're thinking about that, keep it in Nebraska.
And the weather is pretty spectacular in northwest Nebraska.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, you might lose cell phone coverage up there once in a while, and that's okay.
It's
unplug. Unplug. Well, Ben, thank you so much for being here, and it's good to see you, my friend, and be a part of something special, which is the world of tourism. So as we wrap up, I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Lots of great things to do in Lincoln. I appreciate all that you all do to support tourism, and you are a special person that makes the place out there. So follow us on social media and get out and discover all the hidden treasures right here in Lincoln, as well as the state of Nebraska.